you can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha-ha!
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
A shocker in the World Cup to start the day. It was in Group H, where Spain, entering the World Cup, was ranked second in the FIFA rankings. Cape Verde was ranked 67th. They played to a scoreless draw today in Atlanta. Spain had seven shots on goal. Not one made it to the back of the net. Spain and Cape Verde played to a scoreless draw in Group H. Later in Group H today, it's Uruguay against Saudi Arabia. That comes up in Miami at 6 o'clock Eastern time. About to get underway on Fox in Group G, it's Belgium and Egypt in Seattle. Later on tonight in Group G in LA, it's Iran facing New Zealand at 9 o'clock Eastern time. The Chicago Bulls are naming Thiago Splitter as their new head coach, replacing Billy Donovan. News first reported by ESPN. While Dallas Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens has shown up to mandatory minicamp, playing on that franchise tag as of now. Jets have given guard Joe Tippmann a four-year extension. College World Series, Texas leads Bama in the second 4-1.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, using pressure chambers, commonly called pressure bombs, has been compared to taking the blood pressure of a plant to tell how stressed it is for water. It's a technique that's been around since the 1970s, but slow to catch on. Now, as farmers face more pressures, growers say pressure bombs can help better steward their water. Not only does the device help avoid under or over watering, but it also helps better time irrigations. Well, the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates report showed little change from the previous month. The 2026-27 U.S. corn outlook is virtually unchanged, with the season average farm price unchanged at $4.40 per bushel. Soybean supply use and price projections are unchanged this month, with a season average price forecast of $11.40 per bushel, and the season average farm price for wheat dropped 50 cents to an even $6 a bushel. Well, fresh produce industry leaders were in Washington, D.C. last week advocating policy priorities affecting growers, consumers, and ag businesses. The International Fresh Produce Association's Washington Conference brought together produce growers, industry reps, and corporate execs to meet with lawmakers. Top priorities included securing strong funding for nutrition programs like SNAP and WIC, while expanding incentives that encourage buying fruits and vegetables. The need for workforce and immigration reform was also emphasized.
You work hard from sunup to sundown, on raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is June 19th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are rallying in afternoon trading with the Dow hitting a record high and approaching the 52,000 level. Oil prices are falling to their lowest level since early March after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a peace. West Texas Intermediate crude is around $80 a barrel. Tech stocks are driving today's gains and lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are higher across the board, led by Meta and Amazon. And shares of AI darling NVIDIA are jumping 3% after the chipmaker said it would offer investment-grade corporate bonds for the first time since 2021. And shares of Roku are slightly lower following news that Fox Corporation has agreed to buy the streaming tech maker. Roku manufactures streaming devices and licenses its operating system to TV makers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Yes, Virginia, there really is a domino theory, and sad to say, it's working right now. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Those who ridicule the domino theory believed in it when Hitler was picking off small nations in Europe 37 years ago. They just don't believe it applies when the enemy is communist and the countries losing their freedom are Asian. The term domino theory describes what happens to our allies if we back down and let one be taken over by the communists because we don't want to be bothered. The enemy decides it's safe to go after others, that we represent no threat to his aggression. But even worse, our allies, no longer able to trust us, start making deals. One can almost hear an echo of the hollow tapping of Neville Chamberlain's umbrella on the cobblestones of Munich. But this time, the appeasement is taking place in the halls of Congress. When we withdrew our forces from the long bloodletting in Vietnam, we did so with the understanding that we'd provide weapons and ammunition to enable South Vietnam and Cambodia to resist if the North Vietnamese violated the negotiated ceasefire. Well, violating agreements is standard operating procedure for communists. They violated this one 72,000 times in the first 12 months, including the cruel denial of any word about our 1,300 men who are still listed as missing in action. That, incidentally, was a major point to us in the negotiated ceasefire. So far, they've thumbed their noses at us and refused to allow any of our 31 search teams to set foot in their territory. We do nothing because the Congress has taken from the Commander-in-Chief the authority to take any action at all to enforce the terms of the treaty. Now that same Congress, with unprecedented irresponsibility, has refused to authorize the money that would permit our nation to keep its pledged word. The dominoes begin to fall. 3 years ago, I represented our government in Thailand to assure them the president's trip to Peking did not mean we would abandon Thailand and close our air bases there, a major part of their economy. Now they tell us they don't want our bases. They're going to do business with Red China. The Philippines, whose history and existence as a nation is intertwined with ours, have announced they're reassessing their relationship with us and are negotiating with Red China. Japan, the great industrial power capable of modernizing and arming a communist Asia, has just opened discussions with Hanoi. But the dominoes are worldwide. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger returns empty-handed from the Middle East. A few months ago, the power and reliability of the United States had brought the Israeli-Arab conflict closer to peace than at any time in 50 years. Now there's talk of war by summer. The press described Kissinger's eyes as wet with tears of frustration. Our power and reliability are no longer believable because of our failure to stand by an ally in far-off Indochina. Turkey stands aloof, snubbing us. Greece, the southern anchor of the NATO line, leans leftward and no longer looks forward to visits by our 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. And with Portugal going communist at the other end of that ocean, the 6th Fleet may soon find it must withdraw or become a model ship in a bottle. Once the dominoes fall, we may find ourselves very lonely indeed. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off. Kevin Will in the KPRL studio. And this afternoon, we have a debut and a special treat for everyone listening. We had, going back to February, I won't give you all the details right now. They will do that. But we have some young men in here who wanted to do some things because they have some things to say and so forth and share with many of the people here in the North County. So, just a reminder, Susanna will be in the 1 o'clock hour. And also, before the young men start to talk, just want to let you know that they will be back several times during this summer recess. And hopefully we can figure out also with some days off during the school year on a Monday to get them. But I'm going to say that's it, and I'm going to turn it over to Riley. Take it, Riley.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the this little feature on Sound Off, and this is between three people right now, me, Raleigh, Finn, and Bishop, and this is a special feature on Sound Off that'll last 30 minutes, just about. It'll go by quickly, hopefully. We're a group of teenagers that have been desperately tying this program together since late December. About this time last year, we started doing FaceTime calls and wanted to make a podcast out of it. Had we just recorded a call right now and played it, we would probably end up wanted in several countries. Originally, we wanted this show to be on Spotify. Then I got interested in local public access TV, which eventually led us to my favorite radio station after a few unreturned emails. What I want to get to right now is what's happening on the internet. Finn, take this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of strange trends that have been going on. I mean, not just right now, but for a long time. One thing that was really weird is people, it's called Scientology speedrunning. It kind of stopped, but yeah, want to explain that.
So Scientology is like a, it's sort of like a religious deal, and people have been investigating this and like seeing if it's like a cult or something. I don't know what's really gotten into this, but people about my age or a little bit older have been breaking into public places like this and basically running all around this giant building, and they're everywhere. So yeah,
I haven't paid much attention to it because it just seemed sort of pointless, and it didn't make much sense. So I really haven't, I don't know directly what it is, or like what, if there's any meaning towards it. So I just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, at this point it's gone so far that people have taken the handles off of the doors of the buildings.
In mass security, like so much security.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. So another thing is, that's just one of the, you know, TikTok trends. TikTok trends are like one of the most dangerous things that you can get into. And we have a friend named Braden. And on these said FaceTime calls, all he does is just scroll on TikTok. And he wasn't able to make it today. He probably will in our next appearance. And just judging by some of these, listening to them, it's surprising how one thing will get, like, you know, dragged on for months on end.
Yeah.
Like, people have been commenting about the quality of Arby's food.
Yeah, some of the meals there have been frowned upon for their not amazing tastes or looks.
I've only been to Arby's like once.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Yes, I've never been either. But food there, I wouldn't say looks perfect.
Yeah, I think like most of these places, like the fast food places, like McDonald's, they like advertise it to look amazing, but it's not really like, you know, too like five-star meal, you know. And I feel like people are just over exaggerating, you know, with the whole Arby's thing. Yeah.
Well, one thing that I kind of did want to talk about just really quick is the new Michael Jackson movie that came out, and I know Bishop has not seen it, so I don't want to talk about it for too long, but you know, what do you guys think of like his nephew playing him?
Yeah, I really like, you know, how the nephew sort of like had this full, you know, transformation with like amazing makeup and stuff. It looks a very striking resemblance to him. The movie was done very well, and it was, some people say that this has been like, they started production in this, or like started this in 2019, and then it just kept getting delayed, and then it finally was released this year, and the sequels, they said, is going to be out like 2028, 2029. So
I feel like they definitely toned down the story, which I can't blame them for.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't want to talk about this too much since, you know,
I feel like, you know, they definitely left out a bunch of parts. Because right now they covered between like when he started singing and stuff, like in Jackson 5, and then they moved on to they ended it the Bad tour, but they left out the entire creation of the Bad album. And they also left out a bunch of things and people involved in his life for legal purposes. So, yeah. And I'm really curious to see how they're going to handle the sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, I have heard it's like 50-50. Some people say that, no, they say it's really good. And then other people say it's mildly overrated. But, you know, I've never watched it, but I'm planning to.
Yeah, they released it like mid-April. Late April.
Yeah.
And then I feel like the movie was really done well. So I'm just going to give it that.
Yeah, from everything, every time one of my friends or family went to go see it, they all thought it was great. So I haven't really heard any bad reviews on it.
I've watched it in the theater 3 times.
Yeah, it's a great movie for the theater.
Yeah. How many times have you watched it, Finn?
I think 3 times. I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. I think we want to maybe do some predictions for the future, you know?
And on top of that, I've just looked it up, and it said the movie has grossed $932 million as of June 14th.
Oh.
That's quite a lot. All right, so predictions for the future.
Like AI and stuff, how far do you think that'll go?
I mean, personally for me, I've heard that it's like, it might, I've heard people say like it could take over and like computer engineering jobs or stuff like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a high risk for AI like taking over a bunch of jobs, like especially in the media, you know, industry.
Yeah, and I'm very focused on doing art, and so I'm kind of scared that, you know, AI might take that over.
Yeah, the thing right now is AI, like, though it has improved in the past couple years, still its capabilities for art and stuff aren't amazing. Like, I feel like even now, like, it's gotten harder and harder to tell, but, you know, now I could still see, you know, is this AI or not? It's still pretty easy to do that.
Yeah, I feel like the difference from how much it's advanced over the past couple of years is very large.
It's crazy.
I remember years ago seeing AI, and like it was just so easy to tell that it was AI, and then now it's gotten way harder.
Yeah. And apparently, I was just watching a video on this, and like a certain, like one of the best AI things, like the best AI chatbot models, you know, ChatGPT and things like that, they've really like improved, and they just released like a very you know, high intelligence one like a week ago.
Oh boy.
And if you ask it like complicated questions, it won't answer the question, and it will answer the question, but it'll switch to a lower quality like model that doesn't know as much.
Wow.
That's how, you know, dangerous this is starting to get. I wouldn't say dangerous, but, like, there's still a little bit of a risk, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, there was, like, an AI movie that came. Well, AI made, like, a movie, and people, like, really did not like it. And people were just saying it's, like, really, you know, bad. Which I think gives me hope for, like, the future, because I don't want like AI taking over film and like,
yeah. And the good thing now is like people can still tell when a movie is AI. So like in a few years, what I'm nervous about is like you might not be able to tell if the whole thing was written by AI, you know. it might have just advanced that far.
You know? Yeah.
I'm wondering if CGI might get replaced with just AI content, because CGI has been used to make scenes that, you know, wouldn't be able to make normally, has made them possible, and I'm wondering if AI might replace that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay, let's see. What do you guys want to do in the future? Like, things that could be successful, like, for future job.
Yeah, I would, right now, my plan is, you know, get into a, you know, strong film college that, you know, is in film. And probably somewhere in Los Angeles, because that's where most of the film focus is. And I was just in Los Angeles, La Cañada area, for a summer film camp. It wasn't the whole summer, it's just about a week. And they're really, you know, they definitely get a lot of focus for, you know, that area. In this area, it's not that much involved in, you know, filming in the movie industry. Because, I mean, that place is Hollywood, you know.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Bishop?
For a job in the future, I've been thinking about the stock market, because I've heard you can either make a lot of money or lose it all, depending on which stock you invest to and when you decide to buy in or sell. So I thought it's cool, like, investing into long-term stocks that over the course of time can make my, we'll say, just $50 into $1,000 or something.
Yeah. So yeah, let's see.
Finn, what are you going to get into? You discussed art and your experiences with art.
Yeah, I want to try to get into probably graphic design and maybe even animation. And I feel like with both of those, AI could possibly take those over, because it's kind of, you know, rapidly upgrading. Because, you know, a couple years ago, we could hardly, like, it was really bad, mm-hmm. you know, but now it's with Sora AI and all that stuff, it's looking like very realistic.
I'm pretty much glad that Sora AI, which was a website, and it was where you could just enter a prompt, you know, into the website thing, and it would generate a video for you. And it was getting way too out of hand with some of the stuff that people were generating. There was, you know, content restrictions on what you could or couldn't generate, but people still got past them. And they just shut that down in, like, April. They just removed that from operation.
I remember a few months ago, there were Sora AI, like, people made, quote-unquote, movies, or there were, like, trailers of
The Pixar trailers.
Yeah, and he got out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are crazy. We want to talk about our county, like, places to visit and stuff, like...
In our county, there's a heck of a lot of places to visit, you know?
Mm.
There are places, like, just general hangouts, like, the, you know, City Hall area, Sunken Gardens, you know? And,
I like the lake.
Yeah, the lake's a good one. We were just, Finn and I, we helped out our school, Brookside Christian Academy. So we'll get into that after this little break and tell our stories from that and share that.
It If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Sound Off feature. And what we were talking about was how Finn and I sort of helped out at the Brookside Gala. We go to Brookside, which is it's a Christian private school, and they handle grades kindergarten through high school. I look forward to seeing them grow. And I really hope that they are successful for where they're at. But I'm probably going to be switching to Templeton High this coming year, just because there are a lot more people at Templeton. And I have a little bit more opportunity on where I want to go in life. But for the gala, Finn and I, we served... how many people were there? Because there were...
I don't know.
It was about like, there were like seven people at a, actually no, about eight people at a table. And there were like 20 tables. So 160 people. And it was a very nice experience for us, you know. You know, getting experienced in like having exposure to work in that area, like busing tables and serving people and things like that.
Mm.
Moving on to the topic of places to hang out in this North County that we're in. Bishop, what are some of your favorite places to...
I mean, personally, I love the options for fast food, to be honest, because there's a lot of nice food, mainly In-N-Out. I love In-N-Out. The great place to get food and great place to hang out.
What's your In-N-Out order?
Usually a double-double and fry.
Mm-hmm.
Go to, because their fries are.
I'm pretty much the same way, you know. Finn, yeah. What's yours?
Like the animal-style cheeseburger, or there's this thing that they have called a Flying Dutchman with a grilled onion bun. And it sounds weird, but it's like two patties with cheese and then like grilled onions as a bun. And it's really weird, but it's so good.
I just got a text from one of the people that we know who watched the show. He said, bro, there was like 150 people at the gala, so I guess I was 10 people off.
Wow.
So, with other places to visit, there's places like the lake and like Sunken Gardens. And then the movie theater is another place where our friend group sort of likes to hang out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like there are some other groups of kids around town who don't do the best stuff.
I feel like it's, you know, I don't want to call anybody out, but, you know, when things like that happen with kids our age, it sort of gives us like a bad rap. You know, people don't, people sort of think that we're the same way as all the rest of the people doing those things.
Yeah, like another one of the like kind of big trends that our age group is doing, it might have ended, but I know it was really big like a couple months ago or last year, where kids would just run from cops on their Surons.
Oh yeah.
If you don't know what a Suron is, it's an electric bike that pretty much counts as a motorcycle because of how fast it goes, and a whole bunch of kids without like license and stuff are riding them around illegally.
Yeah.
Other bad things that I've seen like our personal like age group do. I remember seeing that kids would purposely destroy their school laptops and Chromebooks just for the fun of it, or just.
I think I heard a couple stories from you on that.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to do, and I.
Was there a strategy for that?
I think they they just like brought hammers or stuff, or they made a chip that if you put into your Chromebook, just completely destroys it.
My gosh.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. Well. Getting back into movies and, you know, what's going on, we have, I feel like where we're at in, like, the movie industry isn't amazing, you know, but there's some, like, alright movies that are coming out. There's The Backrooms, and I haven't seen that one, but that's disgusting. That's another movie based off of a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror game, and it's getting a lot of love, and it's getting a lot of hate, so I don't know, if I should, you know, if I should go for it and give it a watch, or, you know, just not waste my time on that, so to speak.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, the Backrooms movie is another movie I heard, like, 50-50. It's, like, some people say it's really good, and some people say it's, you know, overrated and not, doesn't live up to the, like, exciting
to the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the whole new lighting, you know, for movies that are coming out recently. People call it Netflix lighting, right?
Oh yeah.
It just looks, you know,
it's very flat, and most of that is the switch to LED lighting, and people just not realizing that there's an aesthetic to movies, you know.
Yeah, when I watch, like, older, you know, like, 1990s movies, they feel more real for some reason, even though they might be, like, a little more low quality.
Yeah.
Just something about it, and I think that's mostly the lighting. so...
I just got another text from one of our friends that says, "What are you talking about?" in all caps.
Oh, my.
All right.
Well.
So, this is sort of a bringing... We're coming to the end here on this special feature, as we like to call it. And I'm going to check the dates for the next time we will be on, because we will be on again. I think it's June 29th. Let me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, June 29th. So, see you then, and thanks for spending time with us and listening to whatever we just talked about. All right.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.